Moses. Did that transfer season 2, episode 34? I'm Audrey.
I'm Carla.
Or is it 35? Nope, 35. Hello. Good to see you again on Pod, my beloved.
Yeah.
Well, we're back once again with the Renegade Master, Default Damager, Power to the People. Is it Default Damager?
Default Demoman. Default Demoman.
Default Demo Man.
Default Demoman. Yeah.
He's only
I'm doing a Germa bit. Don't worry about it.
He's only got the regular gear.
Germa. How are you feeling?
I'm doing great. I want to get D4 Damager.
Oh, it does D4 damage.
Chuck D, because it's Chuck D did the original.
Oh, okay. Not D4 damage like a knife
a
of some sort. Yeah.
Yeah, a dagger would do a D4. How am I? I'm fine. Just been working a whole bunch and not taking great care of myself. But I got that air fryer I got that I talked about in the last episode.
Yeah.
Giving that a workout, making lots of good food in that.
Yay.
Saving money on eating out all the time.
Instead, she munch on the fried nonsense.
I munch on fried nonsense. Air fried nonsense, supposedly.
Air fried. Apparently. Nom.
It's not swimming in oil at any
point.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about the whole beef tallow or seed oil nonsense. Neither of which. The beef tallow thing is just another element of the beef industry lobby. Who fucking gives a shit?
Right.
It's just RFK Jr. Like one of the worms in his brain is being paid off by the beef lobby. You know what I mean? That's enough.
Does the worm have like a Swiss bank account?
Oh, absolutely. I should say he has a couple, and then it's kind of divided amongst the. It's. I don't know if you have any plural friends.
RFK is plural, but some of the personalities are the worms.
The worms are, yeah. You could yoink them out and they would be gone from him.
Okay.
It's like the personality cores in GLaDOS, more like, I think, is what we're going with here.
Yes, okay.
Yeah.
I follow.
This is a really stupid bit. The point is something. So
there is
how you
a
feel?
Point in there somewhere. I don't know what it is. I can't see it.
How have I been?
Yeah.
I've been slowly pulling myself back to like regular healthy levels of self-care.
Sure.
You know what I mean? In terms of hygiene, in terms of maintaining the space.
Yeah.
Just coming back out of a big hole.
It's a drug.
Yeah. Getting to the point where I could take care of myself so that hopefully I can get to the point where I can put some energy towards taking care of others, you know?
Absolutely. I do have to take a note very quickly on like a napkin or something here because I had a thought for Thought Corner.
Uh-huh.
And it's Carrie Struggle Bus.
Okay, all right.
Because, you know, Carrie Strug, the gymnast?
No, yeah, I really appreciate the cross-pollinating. You're very much the bee of podcasting.
I'm a podcast bee.
I'm a bee.
Bzz. Carrie Struggle Bus. Okay.
But in terms of how I've been doing, yeah, I'm on a slow upward climb getting out of the hole. So I can start making it back up the mountain.
Fuck yeah.
You know, it's always the Bennett Foddy thing.
Getting over it.
Been playing a lot of games, kind of flitting around between stuff.
With me a lot.
Absolutely. We're going to, we've been
Earth
playing. Yeah.
Number 6. Thank you, LV.
Number 6, which is such a fucking blast, dog. Without spoiling too much, it is woven into the plot, the fact that this is very heavily remixing a lot of the missions from EDF5.
Well put.
And the mechanically, what you have are a few switcheroos and additions to each job that really make things fresh, even if you just played 100 or more hours in co-op EDF5.
And we did.
A few months ago, yeah.
Let's get the numbers. Where is our Defense Force 5? We played for approximately 337 hours.
You're right.
Yeah.
I got 258 on my side. You must have done a lot of side content. I did
actually do a lot of side content. Yeah.
Holy moly.
Yeah, I played 300 hours that fucking game.
You know, and the funny part is... we may have talked about this when we played 5. You were so resistant for so long to this series. You're just like, I don't know. It seems like it's not my thing.
And then you should have said looter shooter.
Well, yeah, but those are okay. You know, that is the problem. I struggle to say things that don't appeal to me directly. I'm like looter shit.
Do you not shoot and loot in this game?
I mean, you do. You do shoot and loot.
You boot, scoot, and boogie, too.
You boot, scoot, and you boog.
That's what Fencer do. Fencer do a boot, scoot all the time.
Fencer do a boot, scoot. Holy moly. Air Raider can do a boot, scoot, depending on what like equipment you can hop yourself into.
Mm-hmm.
Like, some of the Nyxes just do a fun little yump that you can Yeah, you can spam it if you're on flat-ish ground and just keep running forward or backward really, really fast. Wing Diver is great for boot and scoot until she's not, and then she's dead.
And then she dies from it.
Yeah, and then all of her bones break simultaneously.
You ever been so bad at line dancing that you die? That's Wing Diver.
Well, I mean, in early middle school, I was doing some like steps around traffic cones in PE.
Sure.
And like snapped a muscle in my leg.
Oh man. They were having you do, because I did this too.
We were doing like little swervies around the cones. Yeah,
like a line dancing module in your gym class.
Yeah. They were doing a RC fucking maneuver test.
Did you do the fitness gram pacer test?
Probably. I assume.
Do you know fitness gram pacer test?
No, I don't. What? You about is this like a presidential today. Fitness thing?
Kind of. Like a mandatory? But it's like a copy pasta that people will.
Oh, okay. Okay. The fitness gram pacer test. You're hitting me with 100 meter. I should have ligma shield. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
What's a ligma shield? Oh, she's sipping.
Oh, I'm sipping. Big wet smacks out of my lips.
Some people don't like that.
No.
Some people don't me like included, belches even.
In the edit, I hate it.
Wow.
You gotta I go back through in the edit and I'm just like... He hates it.
What do you? How do you feel about the belches on Radio Free Tote Bag?
Eh,
I feel like they're depends. part of the tapestry of the program at this point. I think
if I'm not doing so hot, it can be pretty grating.
Okay,
like if I'm already not feeling generous, you know what I mean?
Sure.
Then I'm, because the whole ADHD thing, I'm very prone to noticing little details.
Yeah.
And they become the whole experience for me.
Ah. What about the talking about poop every other episode?
That, I mean, it's not unlike data transfer. It's just unavoidable, I guess.
Talk about shits we've had.
Talk about poop.
Donovan using the phrase absolute paint job.
No. Why must it be poop?
They're gross.
I want a robot body. I want to stop pooping, please, forever.
Come
please
on, but that's such a quintessential human experience.
No more poop, robot. Just let me dump excess oil. Okay,
would it be oil? Oh, okay, now we know
oil
what
piss
are. Now we know what yours are like.
Oil piss. Well, okay, you gotta have some kind of like fluid or solid exchange, right?
Right.
Because you're going to have parts of you that corrode. You're going to have parts of you that need some kind of circulatory flow, and that, sure. that the liquid for that flow needs replacement, or the solution for that flow needs replacement. So, you know, gravity dictates that it might as well come out the fucking bottom of the chassis between the legs, right? You just have like a perineum located dropout chute.
Also known fucking, as a pussy.
Yeah, for your oil cloaca. Gravity dictates, dog. It's just where it's got to go.
That's right.
Which does mean like you got to give your robots a thigh gap. Otherwise, they are just going to shit oil all over their thighs.
What about like a spout on top? Like a blowhole that just shoots waste out of it?
That's so much more energy, though.
Yeah, you got to spend a lot of energy. Like, it gets all over the place.
Building all that pressure. Yeah. No. Also, it goes everywhere. No.
Yeah. Seems bad.
What you need is like a system you can plug yourself into, just like a little tube you can just shunk up into your stuff.
Beep.
And then you just like click on the system and it just slurps out your used juice.
Used juice is a good episode title, I think.
Used juice is very strong. I like it.
Good assonant sounds in there.
So that's how I'm doing.
Cool. Cool, good.
I feel like used juice, but I'm getting there.
I would say, do you want to talk about Digimon? But the thing of it is, the article is so short. But I guess we got stuff to talk about.
If the article is short, I can fill in the gaps. Trust me. I took weirdly extensive notes for this episode. I know what it is, actually. I'm going to extend the how am I just a little bit. It's the fucking Ritalin.
Ah, she taking Ritalin.
Is making me functional again, like function wow. with shit.
That's pretty cool.
I have a notebook I've been putting schedule and planned shit into.
What?
I haven't been following it very well, but it is a start.
Yeah,
ADHD as hell.
You're
but,
learning a skill.
The point is that, like, yeah, I'm doing a lot better with a little bit of the ADHD under control, where I can
That's
actually
crazy.
Plan things and go to appointments and shit.
Powerful. Have not. I missed a doctor's appointment the other week.
Understandable. I've been there, yeah. And there's no shame.
Thank you. So then I ask you, do you want to talk about Digimon?
I do. Audience couldn't see me before we began the recording, but I was very hyped up. I'm just like getting up close to the screen. I'm just like, Audrey, we're gonna record. We're gonna talk about this episode. We're gonna talk about Digimon.
She's all about it. Yeah, it's a great episode. Entitled Cody Takes a Stand, or nope, wrong one. I had the wrong one open.
Wrong one.
No, it is the right one, because the episode is entitled Assault Black War Greymon.
I know,
but it says Explosive Rampage Black War Greymon.
Okay, I was gonna say I don't want to assault Black War Greymon. It seems like a losing move.
Assault him.
He like murders people for vaguely being in his way.
Yeah, as he threatens to do later in the episode.
He does it to two people in a car.
That's true. The synopsis begins like this. This section of the article is a stub. You can help by expanding it.
You can help by jerking it off until it's erect.
Blackboard Greymon destroys another holy stone, discouraging the team.
My prostate.
It opens on Blackboard Greymon harrying a whole bunch of Mojimon.
Oh, it's not even Black War Greymon
doing
it. Oh,
no, yeah,
it's the
you're
fucking
right.
it's the little nerd gang, Arcanimon and her Mummymon boy. They're just fucking with them. They're just fucking with some Mojimon. They do interrogate them for information about the location of the Holy Stone, but like we have no context to start with. It's just, hey, we're gonna fuck with these little guys.
Yeah,
they're easier
like they're being
than
assholes.
Two DNA Digivolutions.
And that's what I thought. I was like, wow, guess you can beat up on some fucking lame champions. Can't fucking beat the team.
Right, right. So, they're the like manager who gets chewed up by their boss and takes it out on a couple of their fucking underlings.
Yes, absolutely. Shit rolling downhill.
Absolutely. Yeah, is absolutely.
The Mojimon here.
Hurt people.
That is so true. Get harried by them and they're like, hey, where's the Holy Stone, huh? Thought you could hide the Holy Stone, shithead? And Arukenimon is just about to attack again when a bunch of claws come from off screen and hit her in the face and chest. And it cuts back to Pyildramon, who is retracting his claws. He can shoot them out on like a line, like a grapple claws. Claw. We love a grapple claw.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, were you the one who told these loser Mojimon to hide the Holy Stone? Was that you? Holds up a picture of the Holy Stone hidden, and they say, this you?
Is that anything? It's very fucking stupid. They're just like, we gotta find it.
We simply
must. The thing is, in about 30, 40 seconds from that point, it becomes immediately irrelevant.
Right, because Black War Greymon shows up. He blows up. There's like these like piles of ice, these like ice pile statue things.
Yeah,
almost.
These like stalagmite when mites. It's on the ground. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Big ice stalagmites, huge like pillars.
And it cuts to one of them. And I thought for a second that Black War Greymon was going to come out of it like he had been inside of it waiting. Like a birthday cake or maybe a crate in the ocean with an Ogremon in it. I thought it was going to be like that. But instead, he just like kind of blows it up by walking through it. They're like, oh, shit, it's Black War Greymon. You know, that guy that we've been fucking with for episodes and episodes and episodes. It's this guy.
And who continues to roll like just bowl over us every single time we fight. Yeah.
He goes, oh, okay. So you thought you could hide the Holy Stone, and just throws a Gaia Force at a random one of those ice stalagmites, and it explodes and the Holy Stone is in it and it is destroyed.
Right. He's got this like fucking connection to them. He knows where they are.
Yeah, he can smell them.
So,
but then later in the episode, he's looking for it like he doesn't know where it is.
It's a little inconsistent.
'Tis a children's program.
Yeah, fair. It's fair enough. It's a little loose.
It's allowed to be, I suppose. It. Yeah.
It's not the core of the episode anyway. Like,
yeah,
they've effectively been like, it's a foregone conclusion. He is a force of nature who is rolling from stone to stone. And up to this point, even with the best, most coordinated power they have available to them, not enough.
Right. They are once again losing. They barely escape through the TV back to the real world, as the television that they teleported back through is destroyed by the Holy Stone, like, sucking up the earth.
They barely get through it before the TV gets sucked up into the fucking void world.
Yeah. And they're like, that was close. It's like, yeah, you almost fucking died.
Yeah, you would have been in space, dog.
You don't last long in space. I don't know how Digimon work out there.
Yeah, Digimon might have a chance. Humans, though, the you know, negative pressure, atmosphere. It's a rough.
It is a rough. The cold vacuum of space is a rough.
It's a rough.
And then they're walking back from class, or they're walking back from school, which is, I imagine, where they went into the digital world from.
It's where they usually group up to do it, yeah.
And they're like, hey, tomorrow's Sunday. We ought to get together and go to the digital world and try again. Try again to stop Black War Greymon from destroying the next Holy Stone. And fucking Daisuke is like, party at my house! Everybody come on over, we're gonna party at my place.
Yeah, no, it's great.
We're gonna have a sleepover, it's gonna be awesome. And everybody, even Kari, is like, yeah, okay, yeah, I'll come over. And Daisuke's like, oh, honey's coming over to my house.
Oh shit, it worked.
Oh my god, it worked. Yeah, for it like worked. a social hang with your other friends.
Yeah, dog.
Not
where
like
they have other people to like tell you to chill.
Yeah. And he goes so far as to be like, oh, she's coming over. looks like a baby when he's
uncharacteristically
says it.
TK Takeru is like, oh, you're gonna be hanging out with Daisuke? Cool, great, I'm not going.
Yeah.
No reason for me to be there. You don't need protection or anything.
It's not even like that. It's like, hey, we're all gonna go over to Daisuke's house, it's gonna be great. And TK goes, nope, bye.
Yep. And just fully turns on heel and walks. And then like, Yuri does the same thing, goes, oh yeah, no, me neither, bye.
And runs away. And so it'll just be Daisuke and Yole and Kari and... But didn't Yuri go? No. Am I stupid?
Maybe.
And Ichijoji,
I think the point of this podcast is to find out, right?
And Ichijoji, of course. Who says to Daisuke, oh, yeah, I can come over. I just have to call my mom.
Yeah, Ken's like down for it, which we're genuinely not expecting, but he's opening up, I think, to Daisuke specifically, but to the team in general.
Yeah, and so he calls his mom, and he's like, hey, I'm gonna stay over at my friend's house tonight. Oh, is that okay? And she starts fucking crying. She's so happy for her son.
She's just so fucking, after seeing him for months and months and months, like, just be withdrawn, isolate himself, but excel academically, like, push away everyone around him, refuse to eat with everyone,
commit genocides in the digital world.
Yeah. They don't know anything about the Emperor shit, but they know he just fucking disappeared on them for weeks.
Yeah.
They know that their son has clearly been going through a rough time. And here he is making a friend, seeing some like forward momentum for their troubled son. And she cries, and it made me cry a little bit.
Yeah, I cried a little too.
And yeah, it's strong. They do parents well in this show. They do them minimally, but they do them well.
That's totally true. Ichijoji's mom is like, next time we'll have him, you know, we'll have your friend come over here next time. Oh, so sad.
Wait.
Made me cry a little bit again just now.
Yeah.
So that's a going concern. Another going concern is the fact that TK is like, fuck this. Nope, not going. And just leaves. And so that prompts Iori to be like, man, I'm gonna get to the bottom of this shit. And kind of intercutting between the get together, like the sleepover, we have
in
a
which
scene
Daisuke's family is really weird about Ken.
Yeah, they're like, "Oh, like the fucking genius boy is here! Hey, tutor my idiot son!" Yeah. And mom's like, "We got to get the deluxe sushi box."
His sister's just like, "Hey, kiss me so I get your smart germs." Yeah, his dad is like, "Teach my idiot son."
Crazy.
Insane.
Crazy work, Daisuke's family. You kind of see how Daisuke turned out that way.
I know. It's like, oh, he's kind of the adult in his family, comparatively. Yeah. Ooh. That's rough.
During that meeting, that get together, that fun sleepover, Iori is hitting up Matt at fucking band practice to be like, what's up with your brother, though?
Yeah, he appears to have trauma. Would you like to tell me about the trauma?
Speak on your brother's trauma.
And Matt like, goes, I remember his trauma. I would never forget his trauma. Let me tell you about his trauma.
I'll never forget it, his trauma.
No, but it's we get the flashback on what happened with Angemon and Devimon, which we've been getting, you know, visual flashbacks of. But this is where Iori finally learns, like, they had a showdown. It cost him Patamon entirely.
Yeah.
Like, up until they got the egg and got it hatched.
The thing that kind of makes me a little less, like, sympathetic to that drama is it's like, yeah, I mean, TK didn't have his Digimon partner for 4 episodes. It was nuts. It was, like, really difficult for him.
But he saw him die.
He did see him pass away.
Watched
but then he became
die.
An egg, and he took care of the egg, and then the egg became a little baby Digimon, and then they became
Pokemon. Let me ask you. In Expedition 33, sure. When Noko dies,
yeah,
does that not fucking kill you?
Still pretty effective. Did not know that they reincarnated, though.
Yeah.
And did not immediately learn that they reincarnated.
Oh, yeah, no, I did, unfortunately. I ran into that pretty early.
But I mean, like, in the moment of Angemon's death, the feathers coalesce. He spent like 4 seconds not knowing whether he was going to come back, because the feathers coalesce and the egg comes up and he goes, oh, he's in there.
I mean, yeah, sure. But one, they don't know that what comes out is going to be Patamon again, is going to have either memories or connection or anything. They don't know. It's ambiguous. Second of all, again, he does watch his friend die to save him.
But he doesn't like watch his friend get killed. He watches his friend expend so much energy that he fades away. It's not like he didn't get Waymond.
Okay, fair. It's not gory.
I'm just minimizing TK's trauma here, because I don't feel it was as earned as the show plays it.
I suppose.
I don't feel it's as earned as the show plays it. Because functionally, he spent 4 episodes without him and immediately learned he was going to get him back.
I guess.
Like, oh, this is a multi-season arc over him. You know, now he's a little withdrawn, sad
boy. We've spent,
boy.
Like, 3 episodes making it an actual thing.
Yeah.
Like,
that's too many.
It was 4 episodes of setup, 3 episodes of payoff. That math works out fine to me. I understand why it's bothering you, but it's just not doing anything wrong to me.
All right.
Anyway,
they have
the
sleepover.
Plan they come up with is not like back at the party is not. They're like, we don't have what we need, so we can't really make a plan. So let's gather every bit of power we can and hope that works somehow. Yeah.
Let's get all the homies together, specifically the water homies, because the next holy
water
stone
homies
is in the water. Ikakuman finds the holy stone and organizes, I imagine, a concerted defense of a Mega Seedramon and a whole bunch of Rukamon.
Yes. Rukamon.
I've teed you up.
Dolphmon in English.
I've teed you up.
You've teed me up because we finally have a new Digimon for the first time in a while.
That's right, but you need to ask me to describe Rukamon.
Yeah, with 2 words. Do you think you could describe Rukamon?
Mean dolphin.
If we had 3 words, I'd be like Myoli Biotech Dolphin.
Yeah. Biopunk Dolphin.
Just a little bit.
Biopunk Dolphin.
I'm gonna Biopunk Dolphin would go hard as a persona, though. That sounds awesome, dog.
Yeah.
You got one bit that's got the purple transparent like Game Boy casing.
Yo, that's cool.
Yeah.
I do want to mention that their special move is called Shaking Pulse, which sounds like what happens when you come.
I was going to say, that sounds like squirting, dog. That's what happens when you fucking reach in there, you hit the pressure spot, you make those squirt.
Oh! I need to go back a little bit.
Noise happens.
Oh! I want to go back a little bit because I want to get this line. They're all hanging out at the thing. Or no, wasn't this the next morning, maybe? Ichijoji wakes up on Daisuke's floor and fucking the little baby version of Wormmon, Chibomon.
Yeah. Chibomon and Chibimon.
No, it's Minomon at this
point. Oh, sorry, Minomon and Chibimon. Chibimon is the little Vmon.
Sure. So Minomon, which is he's in like a little larva cocoon thing.
He's in the little brown pupa.
Jumps over to Demi Vmon on the bed and says, "Aren't friends great?"
Yeah.
I'm like, they are.
The show dedicates a decent amount to just them playing together for a little bit.
It's like, amazing.
Annoying Daisuke.
Playing on my bed.
Quit it.
So, let's... So we're underwater. And Black War Greymon is like, I'm fucking here. I'm going to show up and I'm going to go blow up this holy stone. And they're like, no, the fuck you're not.
Oh, yeah. This is where, like, en route, they're telling him to slow the fuck down and stop breaking dark towers.
Oh, yeah.
And the car veers in front of him as they're telling him to slow down.
Hey, knock it off.
Like, no, actually. And veer, like, fucking slams them off such that they nearly wreck and die.
Jesus.
Like, oh, okay, all right. Literally no patience for anyone, but especially not these two, because in fairness, they have been consistently dicks to this man.
That would be fully crazy if, like, they died in a car accident.
Right? Just like, oh, that's it. That's them. Whatever yep, they were planning. It is interesting that they're like, there still needs to be at least a dark tower when the holy stones go down.
So it's what's like, up
what's
with that?
That about? Why what's do you that need? Why is that part of the plan? And if so, why did you consume 100 of them to make this nerd?
To make this fucking how asshole who's not even doing what you need to do. He's kind of sucking ass at it, actually.
Yeah.
But he is destroying the holy stones, which is what we need to have him do, I guess. And he goes to the water and is like, I know where this fucking thing is. It's under the waves. And they have a big combat where Silphimon and Paeldramon are throwing top guns and fucking Desperado blasters at him. It's a pretty well animated fight. It's pretty fun.
Yeah, they do this thing where they just like keep continuous pressure on him and force him to try and regain his footing with a Terra Flare.
Terra Force. The Rookamon come at him. And the Mega Seedramon throws like a lightning blast.
Yeah, we get a bunch of shit. Like, he gets forced down into the water by the DNA gals, DNA folks. And then he gets just ruined with a bunch of attacks from the underwater Digimon.
Yeah, Ikakumon stops him in his tracks with a fucking harpoon missile.
Yeah, with like a barrage of them. We love the goat, forever the goat.
Absolutely.
And he gets bounced from like up out of the water into the water, back up out, and then into the mountain.
Yeah,
like it's the best combo attack they've managed so far, and the result is a Dragon Ball Z dust cloud followed by Hanna-Barbera rocks that you know are about to move.
These are animated different. fucking Raccoon City Police Department statue ass rocks.
Yeah, they're colored. They look different because they're on a different cell of the animation, like different layer.
Fucking funny. And so they are pushed aside, and Black War Greymon stands there unscathed, ready to go at him. And fucking doesn't he Terra Force the water to part it?
He does. He parts it much like Moses does the Red Sea with a Beyblade. He parts the water and it stays parted long enough for him to just look at the Holy Stone and be like, that, I'm going to break that now.
So I'm reading here in the real world references section on the wiki. In the English dub, during Black War Greymon's parting of the waters, Daisuke comments by saying, who does he think he is? Moses? Followed by Ken, who suggests that maybe it's the digital world equivalent of the Red Sea. And helpfully, the Wikipedia article says, this is all referencing the biblical narrative of crossing the Red Sea.
Cool. I love it. Man. Great.
Thank you.
Also, we get this one thing where it pans from one side to the other of like Angemon's silhouette. Like, as if they have Angemon like right in front of the camera. And Black War Greymon off in the distance as the focus point, and they pivot around Black War Greymon slightly so that Angemon goes past. So it's they pan over him, so it's Pangemon.
Very strong.
I just needed to share that.
I love you so much.
I love you.
Black War Greymon goes for the next Destiny Stone hidden under the water. He splits the water, revealing the Destiny Stone. But Cody stands in front of him, pleading for him to stop. He comes out of Submarimon and is standing in front of the Holy Stone and is just like, I'm not fucking leaving.
Arms out, says, I'm not fighting you, but I'm not moving.
Yep, not going to do it. He's like, I know you have a soul, and you're not going to do this. You're not going to blow up this holy stone. I'm going to... He chained himself to the redwood tree.
Yep, yep.
And Blackwork Greymon hesitates. And he's like, why am I hesitating? And he remembers the flower that he wouldn't step on.
The flower, yo, the flower, dog.
But just like before, he gets so mad at the fact that he's conflicted that he's able to overcome his reservations about doing it. He's like, I don't want to do it, but I want to do it so bad. And it pisses him off. So he fucking terraforces at the Holy Stone right as Angemon comes in and swoops him and Armadamon up.
Yep. And
takes them away as the second to last Holy Stone is destroyed.
And we see the silhouette of that dragon one more fucking time.
Yep.
Twice this episode.
Probably gonna be next one we see him.
Probably. It's gotta be, right?
One would think. Unless it like takes the whole episode to blow up the last Holy Stone and then we see him at the very end.
Could be. But either way, like, Blackwork Greymon, this is what he's been going for. Whatever this thing is, he's gonna fight the fuck out of it.
Yeah.
Or and that's die his trying. Whole
goal. He's like, I want to fight. And he's like, hey, Daisuke, or Iori's like, hey, why don't you stop blowing up the fucking Holy Stones? And he's like, but I want to fight the guy on the other side of it. Oh.
Yeah, he's like, as long as I concern myself with combat, I don't need to think about what my purpose is. It can just be the combat. Don't have to think any further than that, because thinking further than that hurts, and I don't like it. No
interrogation required.
None. Yeah, he truly is just like using this to avoid any kind of self-reflection, because it's the moment he tries to self-reflect, he's just like, ow, ow, don't like that one.
Dudes would rather destroy a series of holy stones than go to therapy.
Absolutely, though.
So what do you rate this on a scale of rookie to mega?
Oh, this one's an ultimate for sure, dog.
Mm-hmm.
Been on a, like, just getting consistently really good episodes. Can't be a mega for me, I don't think.
Mm.
Like, a lot of good stuff. It just doesn't... For me, a mega hits the highest note possible for one of the few things that Digimon does really well.
Sure.
That's interpersonal things. That's individual character arcs. And that's...
Or beast fight scenes and animation.
That's making me fucking cry because someone did a die and death to death. Mm-mm. I've been paid for writing once before. And big cool fight. Those are like those are the four, right? And this one didn't quite hit the peak of any of the four.
Sure.
The last one I did mega, I think it was primarily for the interpersonal thing to me. But it's so entertaining. It's such a delightful episode all throughout, whether it's being funny or like, oh no, the things are getting ratcheted up. And I'm such a fucking sucker for the DNA Digivolution. It's just exactly my slop. Put it into the trough. I will hork it up. Little piggy, go sharp, sharp. It's delightful. I love it.
It made me cry. The episode.
Yeah.
When Ichijoji's mom is crying on the phone with him. So I'm going to go ahead and say... Probably ultimate as well, because it didn't, for all the reasons that you stated, it doesn't do absolutely everything a great episode of Digimon does, and so I don't feel comfortable giving it a mega. But it was good. It was very good. And now
it's art, bitch! It's fucking art!
Yay! Okay, so I have a question for you.
Okay.
Do you want tits or do you want pecs?
Oh, tits.
Tits first. Okay. Yeah. Then I'll let you describe this one to start with.
Okay.
And this is one I was giving you some context for before, so.
This is great. What we have is, it's so sideways. What we have is a Dolphmon. This is like in like the notebook style, you know what I mean? Like a teenager.
This is a colored pen. Yeah, it's colored pencil, yeah. Clearly.
Colored pencil drawing of, but I think it's digital. I don't think this is a colored pencil drawing. I think it's a digital art piece.
You'd be amazed what Photoshop pens can do. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. And so we've got a Dolphmon. Dolphmon has like a belt.
Okay, so yeah, this is what I was giving context for before.
Oh, tags tell me this. Okay.
Okay, so this is a Digivolution scene, right? This is, yeah. Tifa Lockhart digivolving to Dolphmon. Yep.
And her pussy's sideways.
Her pussy out,
but it's like the angle doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me.
It's not sideways. She's just bent at the fucking waist as a fish.
But it's,
and it's mostly towards us, but not all the way.
I don't know.
I get that the foreshortening is a little off, but like, yeah. It's fine.
I guess.
It's just that the pussy is protruding a little bit. That might be a little off-putting for you there.
But... No, that's not it. The pussy is completely acceptable to me.
Okay.
Except for the fact that it's not doing a whole, it's just like the shape of a, you know what
I
mean?
I know. There's no detailing of poos. Yeah. It's just kind of like wait, insert vagina wait, here.
Wait. It's like this. I'm going to do a pussy for you real quick.
It's like the Lenny emoji of pussy.
It's like that.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's a parenthesis. Line break parenthesis.
You haven't commented on her great tits.
She does have big badonkers, though. I wish they were more dead on. Like, I want to see them. Like, what if this Dolphmon was like swimming over us and we had more of a straight on shot of the pussy and the tits?
Yeah. Like an aquarium tunnel. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, get in the fucking pussy aquarium tunnel.
Or those fucking the like glass table shots in porn.
Yeah. Those are fun.
That makes sense. I can see that.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think of this one?
Fucking 5 out of 10.
5 out of 10.
Real middle of the road.
All right. I have to pull something out of here to talk about. Give some kind of grounding on. So why don't we just say pinups in general? Because that's kind of the thing with both of these.
Okay. Yeah.
So after the next one, we'll discuss pinups for a little bit.
Okay, cool.
Get a little bit more out of the segment. I like getting a little bit more into it, you know?
Yeah, that's cool.
Anyway, I'll be describing number two. Dolphmon. Still Dolphmon. Still a solo thing.
This is great.
This is fantastic. We have in the top left a reference image of a what appears to be a beluga whale cresting out of the water. In such a way where they appear to be leaning back with their visible, like, bulky ribcage chest. Yeah. Kind of Elon Musk-ish. You know what I mean?
Elon looks like a beluga, bitch. Pale-ass beluga ass.
It, like, he swallowed Elon Musk, and the head is kind of not visible because it's still in the throat, but you can see... Anyway, the point is... like if you kind of haze your eyes over it, just looks like a very muscular dude just kind of leaning back in the water, yeah, looking at you. Yeah. So what we have for the Dolphmon is exactly that, very muscular dude, although he appears to be standing in the water, like standing, sure, on sand underneath. He's got his arms out to either side, triumphant, kind of pumped up a little bit, but still enjoying the water, looking straight up into the sky, a little contemplative smile on his face. Ripped as all fuck. Just like a six-pack, big square biceps, big square pecs.
This character could really do it for somebody.
A little bit of vein work, but not much.
Yeah. If this character got to, like, do more and be in more stuff, like, I think this character could really do it for somebody. Somebody's, yeah, really loving this shit.
He's got the appropriate Dolphmon scar, too, I appreciate.
Yeah, important.
And the raggediness to the fin, just a little bit. You can see it, like, it's a bit torn and jagged.
Yeah, yeah.
Digimon likes that. A little bit of wear and tear to the, like, scarfs, to the
lived Finn's... in. Lived in kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they've been around a little bit. They're worn down a little bit. I like that. But yeah, this is just another pinup, just enjoying the fully bared, like, muscular bod of this dolphin man as he revels both in his body and the freeness of the ocean, I suppose.
Of the sea. Yeah. I find the ocean very confining and terrifying.
Really?
Yeah.
The ocean is generally what I go with for a metaphor in hypnosis when I'm guiding someone towards, like, just relaxing and drifting. You know, it makes, like, specifically, I say, like a buoyant saltwater ocean. You couldn't drown if you tried.
I would need that part of it.
Yeah, just like, no, you can see and feel the bottom of the water if you're, like, the sand underneath you if you need to touch it. But you're safe. It's bright. You can see land if you need it.
I don't know. I always think of,
and then we drift you off until, like, you're just in your little spot, and that's the whole world.
I always think of the plane crash in Castaway.
Yeah, I could see how that would be a less pleasant association. Yeah. Me personally, I have terrible thalassophobia. And the thought of being out in the open ocean where I can't tell what's going on, or like what's happening underneath me
for
fathomless depths. Who knows what has my scent and is just coming up from who knows how far deep and is coming straight up for me. And I can't see it. And I'm not going to see it until it's too close. And I'm fucking fighting it back right now. So glass shark is what I'm saying. I have similar anxiety issues that make water a problem.
I go from what if a shark was in here to fuck me, there is a shark in here.
There, precisely. Thank you. Yes. For those in our audience who don't know the McElroys, is I guess there's got to be some of y'all. And thank God, I'm so happy for you.
You live.
You're allowed to have free thoughts of your own. They don't get to Simpsons did it kind of shit.
Right. That's funny.
Pinups, Audrey.
Pinups, yes.
What's your history with pinups? Have you had any in your room? Have there been any in your house where you've lived before?
Never in the house. There was a when I moved in briefly to Dylan's place in Kentucky that he, you know, his folks put us up in this house that they owned. There was a Farrah Fawcett poster on the wall. And it was the one of her, it, like, her little perky little tits. You can see them under the t-shirt she's wearing. She's not wearing a bra in the pinup. It's kind of fun. But most of my experience with pinups comes from the fact that I was instantly enthralled with Suicide Girls the first time I encountered the concept.
Of course. Yeah, same, dog.
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute. So, like, hot alt girls on the internet, and you can pay money to look at their nude bodies. Okay, I'm down.
Yeah, frequent subject of Frontalot lyrics.
Sure. I was a member early enough that just for having like a 1 month subscription, I got the Suicide Girls First Tour DVD.
Yeah.
Which I still have.
It's in
my things.
In the closet. Fucking remember my cousin getting this DVD and showing me Suicide Girls. And I remember him showing me the fucking, like some of the censored clips.
Sure.
For some goddamn reason. For some horrible, like, awful, terrible reason. Why would you do that?
Why are we watching the censored ones?
You know what? Actually, if I was going to, like, show off porn to my 6 years younger, like, cousin.
Oh, yeah, that's fair.
I would probably do the censored stuff to be like, all right, and that's as much as you get.
And that's what you get. And that will be plenty.
You can be jealous of me forever now.
That'll be
plenty. I don't have to go to jail.
That'll be plenty for your little mind.
Exactly.
But so even still, that's like a crazy thing to do. Like,
well, okay, yeah, but I have a fucked up family, dog.
Yeah.
Like, that was relatively like, nah.
Yeah.
Like, whatever.
It didn't even rate.
That didn't even rate.
I was 18 years of age. I was 18 years of age and legally owned the DVD that I purchased.
Yeah.
And I remember Quinn and Reagan. They were really hot. And yeah, fucking hot girls with tattoos and very beautiful boobies.
Bubbies. Yeah, my relationship to Pinna, I'm trying to think. I mean, I have some anime stuff that you could consider pinuppy, but none of it is really that sexually provocative outside the default of the outfits of the characters. Yeah. I have been around them most of my life. Like I said, creepy, weird family. My uncle, same uncle for this cousin, had like a couple of pinups that were basically porn. Mm-hmm. Like set up across the walls in like the main room when we would go visit his ranch. That was weird.
Yeah, I imagine. I've always wanted to have an artistic nude, like.
Well, I mean, yeah,
like, but a not nude like painting.
I don't know. I'm not here for the like John Deere.
Yeah,
like weird company based.
Sure.
Approach to it. Yeah, I don't
ad
know.
Porn.
Yeah, ad porn. Thank you. I don't go for that too much. I was actually given one of those for my like a beer ad with a hot lady holding the beer and her shirt's wet.
That's wacky.
And it was like a poster that was given to me along with Chrono Cross for my birthday from my girlfriend at the time. And I did not use the poster, but I played the shit out of Chrono Cross, I'll tell you that much. Loved that game. Thank you very much if you're listening.
I love that.
Hope it's going good.
Hope you're doing good.
All right, so yeah, that's... You know, I guess I don't have too much to say about the role of pinups in society other than that. Yeah, they're very easily like a commercial thing primarily. They are for... the purpose of selling you a product or a brand first and foremost, even if that brand is an individual person. I don't think that makes them a bad thing necessarily, especially because like a lot of pinup stuff is just like a convenient isolated pose for the purpose of making art, right?
Mm-hmm.
Furries in particular, right? So yeah,
I dig. I am so sorry. I am trying to pull up the Patreon so we can do the shout outs when the time comes.
Did we not have a champion segment first, babe?
We got to do that, but I'm going to get it open first.
Okay. Aww. Okay. Okay. I thought you had it in the first place.
Well, we got digital champions. Who your digital champion is?
It's a tough one this time. I got to give it to Iori, actually, for actually standing out there, putting himself in front of the tank and being like, you're not going to run me over. I'm a living being. You're a living being. We both have souls. I know you're better than that.
Yeah.
That takes some fucking balls, especially because he stands there until someone else has to scoop him out the way.
Yeah. I think I'm going to give it to Ichijoji's mom for being so proud of her son for getting friends.
That's good, too. It's so fucking...
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, what would it be like to have a good mom?
Probably pretty good, one would guess.
Probably pretty great. I know what it's like to have no mom.
To be momless.
Momless. Demommed.
Demommed is very strong.
Demommed is a palindrome.
Demommed. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I got into the Patreon. Fuck yes. Okay.
She did it, folks. We found a palindrome and it was the key all along.
It was the key all along. The key all along to your happiness is going to be...
You did it for the Patreon. I do it. Send it to me. I do it this time.
What? No, I
do. No, not the Patreon. The thing. The thing. You know what I mean?
The readout. But I do it this time.
Okay.
I do it.
But you did it for the thing that we did.
Oh no, you right. Okay, let me.
I mean, you can take it for this one. We can pretend that's like.
No, that's real.
No, it's like a skip of the record. You know, it's a glitch.
No, I got you. I'll get it.
Okay, all right.
But the thing that's going to be the key to your happiness, moving into the future is going to be heading on over to rftb.me for the podcast Radio Free Tote Bag. It's another podcast that I do with my buddy Donovan. We have a great old time giving advice and doing funny japes. So head on over there and check that out anywhere you find your podcast.
I got one too.
Yeah?
Yeah, I got another little show like this. It's called Post Ponies. It's a retrospective of My Little Pony Friendship is Magic and the Rise of American Fascism. Ha ha. we have a grand old time. It's me, two partners, and our delightfully odd friend Ruby going through the show, talking about what the fuck is happening with the world, and also just being strange, horny trans femme creatures. I love it personally. And not only that, you can find it anywhere you're listening to podcasts. And also smallgayhorse.com.
Smallgayhorse.com.
Smallgayhorse.com. I love smallgayhorse.com.
I love smallgayhorse.com. Another thing that, of course, I love are our patrons who joined us at the Digidestin tier for $5 a month for two more slots. Two more. $5 a month gets you a shout out at the end of every main feed episode. And the following 18 names are names of people who support us on Patreon.
They are Arukenimon, parentheses real, Kitty Sparks, Ember Saffron, Hex Meowniac, The Worst of All Possible Worlds, Asa / Anya, Saturday's Claire, This Penguin Has the Pina Colada Shits Thanks to You Two, parentheses cat, Jubilation Lee, Pablo Hummus, Mish, Waylon the Sprite Smith, Maya, Teresa, Bubba Nitro, Gigi Savage.
Thank you so much for supporting us at the Digidestin tier. You're absolutely tons of the Digi and Armand. That's it. That's the whole show.
You're the talisman. You're the crest in our talisman.
You're the crest in our talisman.
Yay.
Yay. Friends.
We don't do those anymore. That was Gen 1. Friends.
Thanks for joining, folks.
We gave them up to do Apocalypse. We did it. They're all gone now.
We'll see you next time.
Bye.